Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a clean old-school jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, using a pirate signal style approach, rhythmic, sharp, slightly eerie, and designed to sit on top of drums without turning into a muddy synth wash. This is a really useful sound in drum and bass because it does a specific job. It adds motion, tension, and identity without stealing space from the kick, snare, and sub. That's the whole point. In jungle and old-school inspired D&B, a lot of the energy comes from phrasing and rhythm, not just from giant bass design. So if you can build a strong ARP, you suddenly have a proper DJ tool for intros, turnarounds, breakdowns, and even as a hook layer in the drop. The target today is simple. By the end, you want a tight one-bar or two-bar phrase that feels like it belongs in a jungle tune, sits cleanly over breaks, and can be filtered, muted, or dropped back in for arrangement impact without needing rescue processing. Let's start with the sound source. Keep it simple. Load up Wavetable or analog on a new MIDI track. You do not need anything fancy here. A saw, a square, or a saw-square blend is enough. For the MIDI, keep the clip short, one bar or two bars max. That short loop is important because old-school jungle ARPs are usually about identity and pressure, not huge harmonic development. Write your notes in the upper mid area. A good range to start with is around C3 to C5, depending on the track. If you go too low, the ARP starts fighting the bassline. If you go too high, it can lose weight and start sounding thin and toy-like. What to listen for here is whether the phrase feels like it sits on top of the groove. It should feel like it is riding the beat, not buried inside it. Now before you shape anything, make a choice between two flavors. You can go bright and clean, or darker and more acidic. Bright and clean means a saw or saw pulse blend, with a filter fairly open and a crisp, glassy edge. Darker and gnarlier means a square or a detuned saw stack, with a filter a bit more closed and some resonance for attitude. If you want that pirate signal adjacent feeling, the darker option usually gets you closer. It feels more urgent, more warehouse, more sinister. But if the drums are already heavy and the bass line is busy, the cleaner version can be the smarter move, because it keeps the arrangement readable. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. The ARP is not there to own the low end. It is there to create rhythmic identity in the mid-range so the track feels alive while the sub and break do their jobs. Next, shape the rhythm with the notes themselves before you reach for too many effects. Keep the note lengths short and deliberate. Think 1/8 or 1/16 values with a little variation. Add a few rests so the phrase breathes. Don't fill every subdivision. Jungle works best when there is space for the drums to speak. A really useful approach is to write a one-bar pattern that repeats, then give bar to a slight answer or variation, and leave a small gap near the end so the loop does not become mechanical. If you want extra old-school character, nudge one or two notes slightly off the grid. Not enough to break the groove, just enough to make it feel human. What to listen for is forward pressure. The loop should create motion and tension, but it should not feel frantic or overworked. You can use Ableton's Arpeggiator if it helps the workflow, but only if it actually improves the part. Set it gently. Try 1/16 or 1/8 rate, simple up or up-down movement, and a moderate gate. If you already wrote the rhythm manually, you might not need the Arpeggiator at all. In jungle, manual MIDI often sounds more intentional. There's a simple trade-off here. The Arpeggiator is fast and tight. Manual MIDI gives you more human phrasing and better control. If you do use the device, commit the result to MIDI once it feels right. That keeps you moving forward instead of endlessly tweaking the same knob. Now let's build the tone with a clean, stuck device chain. A strong starting point is Wavetable or analog into auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. If you want a little more movement, you can add chorus ensemble very likely, but keep it subtle. The idea is always the same. Each device has one job. Set the filter cutoff somewhere that makes sense for the tone. Maybe anywhere from 200 Hz up to 3K Hz depending on how bright the source is. Keep resonance low to moderate so it adds bite without becoming whistly. Add a little saturator drive, somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, to bring out harmonics and help the ARP cut through on smaller speakers and over loud drums. Then use EQ8 to high-pass it, often somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz, so the low end stays clear. If there is any harshness, a small cut in the upper mids can help. Don't carve it to death. You want edge, not pain. Now shape the envelope. This part matters a lot. Use a short attack, short to medium decay, low or moderate sustain, and a short release. The goal is a crisp, plucky front edge without making the notes smear into each other. If the envelope is too long, the part turns into a pad and starts swallowing the groove. If it is too short, it can lose musicality and start sounding clicky. What to listen for is that each note speaks clearly, but the whole phrase still feels connected. Movement is the next ingredient, but this is where restraint wins. A little motion goes a long way in this style. Automate the filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Maybe bring the resonance up slightly for tension. Maybe automate delay or reverb send only at the end of a phrase. That's enough. A very effective jungle move is a small filter open in the last half bar before a fill or before the drop returns. It gives you lift without needing some huge overused riser. Keep it musical. Let the arp open a little, reset. Then open again when the phrase comes back around. And now, don't build this in a vacuum. Loop it immediately with your break and a simple sub or bass note. This is where the real decision gets made. Listen carefully. Is the arp getting in the way of the snare crack or the bright top end of the break? If it is, shorten the notes or remove some upper mid energy. Is the sub feeling vague or masked? Then high pass the arp more aggressively or pull its level down a bit. In DNB, the arp should feel like it is riding on the drums, not competing with them. That's the standard. If your first layer is clean and rhythmic, you can add a second layer, but only if it has a clear job. Maybe an octave up copy for sparkle, maybe a filtered noise layer for texture, or maybe a low-pass shadow layer for depth. But keep the roles separate. One layer gives rhythm, one layer gives color. If both are trying to be the lead, the mix gets cluttered fast. A useful rule here is this. If the tune is already dark, a subtle detuned or filtered shadow layer often works better than another bright layer. Depth beats clutter every time. At this point, decide whether to keep the part as MIDI or commit it to audio. Keep it MIDI if you still want to change notes, harmony, or transpose later. Commit to audio if the tone is working and you want to simplify the session, chop it, reverse it, or resample it for extra detail. Once the idea is working, do not over-edit it. A strong loop often gets better when you force it into the arrangement and make it interact with the rest of the tune. This is also where arrangement thinking matters. A really useful DJ-friendly approach is to treat the arp as a section marker. You might have 8 bars filtered in the intro, then 8 bars fully open, then a small stop or fill, then the drop or bass return. You can also build an outro version by filtering it down and stripping away the busiest notes so DJs have room to mix out cleanly. That kind of versioning is gold. In Reedle DJ tools, the arp needs to help transitions, not just sound nice in isolation. Before we wrap up, do a final clarity check. Keep the main rhythmic identity centered or close to centered. If you want width, add it lightly and mostly to a top layer. Make sure any wide element is high passed so low mids do not smear. If the arp disappears in mono, simplify the stereo tricks and bring the main layer back to something more stable. What to listen for here is whether the part still feels solid when the mix gets dense. If the arp sounds huge alone but falls apart with the break and sub, it is not ready yet. Make it simpler, more focused, and more mono safe. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't put the arp too low, don't drown it in delay and reverb, don't leave the notes too long, and don't try to make it carry the entire track. Also, always check it against drums. Solo sound design can fool you. The real test is how it behaves in the full groove. If you want to push this darker, keep the main arp narrow in the low mids, use harmonic tension instead of just brightness, and resample a good phrase once you've got it. Chopping the best hits, reversing a few bits, and placing them before fills can give you a lot of extra tension without redesigning the whole patch. So let's recap the core idea. A pirate signal style jungle arp in Ableton Live 12 is about short rhythm, clean tone, controlled movement, and DJ-friendly utility. Keep the pattern short. Shape the tone with simple stock devices. High pass it so the sub stays free. Automate only a little, but at the right phrase points. And always check it against drums and bass early. If you do it right, the arp should feel tight, ominous, and useful. Not too pretty, not too huge, just the right amount of menace. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build one usable jungle arp loop using only stock devices. Keep it 1 or 2 bars long, keep it out of the sub range, and add at least one small filter movement. Then make 2 versions, a filtered intro tool version and a more open drop version. Same MIDI notes, different character. And if you want to push yourself a little further, do the homework version 2. Build 2 distinct versions of the same arp, one for tension and one for energy, and make them both work over the same drum loop and subline. That's the Reedle DJ tool mindset. Build versions, not just sounds. Keep it clean, keep it sharp, and let the drums win.